I'm Heather Vale, and you're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Brian Hosier, retiring COO of the LGBTQ Center of Southern Nevada and recipient of the Legacy Award at this year's annual gala honorarium. The LGBTQ Center of Southern Nevada, also known simply as the Center, cares for, champions, and celebrates LGBTQ individuals and underserved populations in Nevada. Brian, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So when was the center first established?
We are actually 30 years old as of last week. We were established in August of 1993. So we've been around for 30 years. It's a great year for us this year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what kinds of services does the center offer?
Well, you know, we operate around three primary pillars: advocacy, health and wellness, and community. So advocacy, we have our center advocacy network, where we help those who are victims of crime or are in need advocate to give people the tools and resources they need to live their authentic life, no matter who they love or how they identify. Our health and wellness, we have a health center on site, our Arlene Cooper Community Health Center. We're the largest HIV, STD, STI testers in the state of Nevada. We do offer 2 days a week HIV care as well. And moving into primary care, hopefully very soon. And then we also have a full service pharmacy on site. Not only does that help the folks that are clients of ours, but it is also open to the public. And in the neighborhood in which we serve, we want to be great neighbors. And that neighborhood had a lack of pharmacy services until we opened that up. Grand opening was in April. And then finally, we're just community. You know, the center is a caring place. It's a welcome place. It's a place where people do great work, amazing work by amazing people. And it's where people can come and have a sense of community through our trans programming, through our senior programming, through our youth programming, our family programming. You know, we have pretty much everything across the board.
Nice. Okay. So since it was first established 3 decades ago, how have conditions and needs of the community and therefore your services changed during that time?
The bottom line is it hasn't changed a lot, but it has changed a lot.
Okay.
That makes sense. You know, we continue to advocate just to make sure that we're not a marginalized community, right? That everyone has a right to live their own life, however they seem fit. And so we've made lots of strides over the years, but it's kind of that two-step forward and one step back, especially this environment over the last few years is toxic in a lot of different ways. It is very much so for marginal groups like ours, but especially our trans brothers and sisters are really feeling the heat these days, especially our youth. And, you know, the youth is an area where there's a lot to deal with when you're accepting the reality of who you are and how you identify. To add on top of that, people who are just in it for all the wrong reasons and just use fear to further complicate your life, it's tough. So we have seen mental health services. We've seen the need for folks housing, food assistance. All of those have risen. You know, we went through certain things with COVID. But the theme is throughout the 30 years has really been making sure people have those tools and the services they need to be able to live, like we said, our mission, live your authentic life.
Yeah, that's amazing. So tell us more about the annual gala honorarium coming up where you're being honored with the Legacy Award.
Well, thank you. You didn't have to bring that up, but thank you.
Well, of course. You're one of the main honorees.
I kind of like to be the guy behind the curtain. But anyway, the honorarium is a great event. It's, I believe, our 27th this year. It is our biggest fundraiser. All of the funds raised from that goes to support those unfunded programs throughout the following year. So everything raised this year will support those unfunded programs through 2024. It's a great event every year. It's going to be fantastic since it's our 30th year. It is optional black tie. You know, we're pulling out all the stops, bringing back a lot of folks. We are going to be at the Wynn Resorts in the Encore Ballroom, so we couldn't get it a nicer place to be. We do anticipate we're around 810 folks, which will be our largest ever. I mean, it's just a night to celebrate. It's a night to celebrate who we are, what we do, and celebrate those who support us, because we certainly can't do what we do without our allies and our supporters. So it's just a night to bring everybody together, take a deep breath, be proud of what we've done and prepare ourselves for the fight that's still ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So we know where it is. What are the details on when, the date, the time?
Sure. It is Friday, the 29th of September. The cocktail receptions start at 5:30, dinner's at 7, and we try to wrap it up by 9 o'clock, but you know, our community doesn't have a reputation for being on time, but we try to keep it concise. But yes, you can go to thecenterlv.org to our website, follow the link to the honorarium. Tickets are still on sale. I will tell you to please do that soon because we do expect a sellout, and we are not too far off at this point, but it is Friday, the 29th. At the Wynn Resort, the Encore Ballroom. Everything starts at 5:30.
Nice. Okay. So I know that you said you prefer to be behind the scenes and not in the spotlight, but what does it mean to you to be honored with the Legacy Award?
Well, I'll tell you, it's probably one of the highlights of my life next to marrying my husband. It's just the fulfillment of a lot of hard work by a lot of people to bring the center to where it is. 3 years ago, we weren't so sure where our doors were going to stay open. And, you know, just, again, a lot of hard work by a lot of people, keeping our heads down, not listening to all the noise that's always out there, and just making sure that we built that foundation so the center can be here another 30 years to provide the vital services and programs. So it means a lot to me. I, again, it's just not my thing to be out front, but I am humbled and incredibly honored to get this award. It means a lot.
Who else is being honored at the Gala Honorarium?
Well, we have two other honorees from the Wynn. We have Julie, and then we have Julian from the United Way. Both are incredible individuals who do support and serve the LGBTQ community in various ways. They are, one's an ally and one is part of the community. So, you know, we've got a wide range. And then our company of the year is Lexicon Bank. I don't know how many listeners are familiar with Lexicon, but it is a community-based bank, and it is truly a community-based bank. They have stepped up when the center really needed them to step up a few years ago, and they are instrumental in helping the center be where they are today. So we have quite the group. And again, I'm quite humbled to be put into category with this group this year.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So what other events take place at the center throughout the year, either events that are hosted by the center or events that just happen at the center?
Well, we have a lot of things that go on throughout the year. We do job fairs. We do resource fairs throughout the year. We do some back to school. We also have a lot of support groups. We have our support groups through our HIV services in the clinic. We also have four groups, support groups that are peer-led, that aren't center-led, but we provide the space free for them. We have a lot of community events. We have screenings for films. In fact, we have one this weekend. We do, our event center is available for rental as well as for nonprofits and for-profit organizations. So we partner with a lot of organizations. So throughout the year, a lot of things happen. We do a food giveaway twice a month, the first and third Fridays of every month with our partners from Three Square. And all of this is on our website. We do have our programs and services guide, which is on the website, which again is thecenterld.org. So you can always check that out. And it can tell you everything that's going on in the center. It also tells you about volunteer opportunities at the center. You can always support the center financially, but just keep in mind, it's really important also to have those volunteers, because we can't, again, do what we do without our volunteers. We have a lot of volunteers that give a lot of hours throughout the year.
Yeah, I was going to ask about volunteering. So do you still need volunteers also for the Gala Honorarium?
Yes, we do. So again, you can, from our webpage, there is an information. Just click on that in contact us form, and that'll send it to myself, and then we will get you in contact with the volunteer folks. But we are always looking for volunteers. We do need volunteers for the honorarium, as well as we have one-time volunteer opportunities or ongoing volunteer opportunities on a regular basis as well.
Nice. Okay. So thecenterlv.org is the website, and you're saying that if people go there, they can not only get tickets to the annual gala honorarium, which is coming up on Friday, September 29th at Wynn Las Vegas in the Encore Ballroom, but they can also find out more about various events happening at the center, your services, your resources, and volunteer opportunities as well.
Absolutely. And they can even put in a volunteer application online as well, or always to contact us, any questions anybody needs to know, or any additional information on resources or programs, just send us a note. We'll get back with you.
All right, perfect. So once again, the LGBTQ Center of Southern Nevada, also known as the Center, is holding their annual gala honorarium. It's coming up on Friday, September 29th. It's at the Wynn Las Vegas in the Encore Ballroom. 5:30 is when the cocktail hour starts, dinner at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets or find out more information on the website, which is thecenterlv.org. thecenterlv.org. And also you can find out more information. You can find out about events. You can access their services, find their resources, and send in an application if you want to become a volunteer. thecenterlv.org. And Brian, I want to thank you so much for being here, letting us know more about the center and the amazing things that you're doing in our community, as well as, I know you didn't want to talk about it, but being honored with the Legacy Award. It's an amazing honor and you deserve it. So congratulations for it. And I hope you have a great time at this year's event, as well as everything else that you're doing at the center until you end up retiring very soon, right?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today and for thinking of us and letting us share what we do. We really do appreciate it.
We are the 25%, over 61 million people with a disability, and we want a world where everyone is 100% included. Easter Seals Disability Services. We are the 25.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Renee Marshall, Nevada Chapter President for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The fourth annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball fundraising gala is coming up at the end of the month. Renee, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So what exactly does the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation do?
So the mission of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is to find cures for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And we also improve the quality of life of children and adults who are affected by these chronic diseases.
Okay, how prevalent is Crohn's and ulcerative colitis in Nevada?
There are thousands of Nevada patients. I don't know the exact number, but there are 3.1 million patients in the United States with Crohn's and colitis. So that gives you an idea of the vast number of people who are affected by these diseases.
Now, you mentioned searching for a cure. Is there currently no cure for these diseases?
There is not a cure for these diseases. These diseases are chronic diseases, and there are no cures, and that is what the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation's main mission is, and we will not stop until we find a cure.
How close do you think you are to finding that cure?
Well, it's really hard to say how close. I say I'd like for this to be in my lifetime. I'm an older patient, but the foundation is responsible for many or most of the biologics and the research that's been done for patients with Crohn's and colitis. So in the fact that we haven't actually found a cure, part of what the foundation does is to also help patients who are affected by these diseases to find ways to manage pain. But as far as how close we are, it's really hard to say, but I will tell you when the cure comes, it will be because of the foundation.
Nice. Awesome. What is your personal story of dealing with the disease?
So 10 years ago, I got sick almost seemingly overnight with ulcerative colitis. 2 months later, I had almost lost my life and had to have emergency colectomy surgery. So they took my entire colon, and I now live with what's known as a J pouch. So ulcerative colitis affects the large intestine, and those of us who have ulcerative colitis, if we have to have our colon removed, we can live with what's known as a J pouch. Crohn's patients are not always so fortunate because Crohn's affects the large and the small intestine. I've had 9 surgeries since 2010, and since my last surgery, I've been doing absolutely wonderful. I live a pretty normal life.
That's amazing. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
So obviously, when you're looking for a cure and you're dealing with such debilitating diseases here, you need to raise funds. So you've got the upcoming Courage Ball fundraising gala, which is called the Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball. Tell us about that fundraising gala.
So this is the 4th year that we've held our gala, and it is in honor of Dana Marshall Bernstein. Dana was a young adult who was affected by Crohn's, and she lost her life at a very young age in 2017. And so we honor Dana every year. We honor her legacy. The ball is being held this year on September 30th, hosted at the Four Seasons in Las Vegas. And we have a cocktail hour, a 4-course dinner, a silent auction, and a live auction. And at the end of our gala, we have what's called Fund the Mission. And that's the part of the evening where we ask our guests to raise their paddle to help us bring the number of dollars that we're raising to an all-time high to find a cure.
Nice. What are some of the items that are featured in the silent and live auctions?
We have lots of things. We have tickets to, I can't name anything in particular because we are in the process of still putting together everything, but we will have tickets to shows, concerts, events around the valley, and possibly out of town. We have jewelry, we have sports memorabilia, we have lots of food and wine, books for children. We have a wide variety of gifts.
Nice. So where did this year's theme come from, the power of purple?
So purple is the color of the IBD ribbon, and IBD is inflammatory bowel disease, and this is the umbrella term for patients affected by Crohn's and ulcerative colitis. And we decided this year that we really wanted to celebrate the power of what everyone in the room can do to not only raise funding, but raise awareness. There are so many people who still don't even know what Crohn's and colitis is. And unfortunately, they don't understand until they're affected personally. So we will be asking our guest in the room that night to not only help us raise money, but after the event, help us raise awareness by wearing purple.
You want them to wear purple if they come to the gala as well?
They don't have to wear purple, but it certainly would be a nice touch if they would wear purple. We try to make sure our guests just know that they can. It is a formal evening, but they don't have to dress in purple. But if they want to have a little touch of purple on, that's a little added extra benefit.
Okay. And besides the namesake, Dana Marshall Bernstein, who will be honored this year at the Courage Ball?
So every year we honor people who have given above and beyond to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, to our community. This year we have 3 honorees. Our 2023 Dana Marshall Bernstein Award recipient is Greg Woods, who's the president of Sirius Aviation here in Las Vegas. Our healthcare provider of the year recipient is Lindsay Gambit, and she's the CEO and founder of Infusion Care, also here in Vegas, and she has an office up in Reno also. And Laura Fernandez, who's the VP, head of industry and travel for Pandora Media, and she's our patient hero.
Awesome. Okay. Now, you mentioned it's on Saturday, September 30th at the Four Seasons Las Vegas. What time does it all get underway?
6:00.
Okay, awesome. Now, how can people get tickets to the 4th annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball?
You can visit the Courage Ball website, and it's www.courageball.com. And all the information about the gala is listed as far as ticket sales, table sales, that we still have sponsorship opportunities. If there are people in the community who haven't heard about us, we also still have opportunities for donations for silent and live auction items. So if any of your listeners are interested in that, they can reach out through the website.
Okay. And what if people want to find out more about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation in general? Maybe they are seeking services. They might be a patient, or maybe they want to help out in some way, volunteer, make a donation. Where would they go for that?
The foundation website is www.ccfa.org. And you can find the Nevada chapter by just clicking on local chapters. We are the Nevada chapter and not just the Las Vegas chapter. So there's tons of information for patients who are newly diagnosed, for parents who need assistance with children who are newly diagnosed, for college students, for high school students, for just a plethora of information for patients who are newly diagnosed. And there's also information about events that we do all during the year for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
Nice. Okay. So ccfa.org, if you want to find out more about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation in general, ccfa.org, click on the Nevada chapter tab to find out more about the Nevada chapter. And if you would like to attend the 4th annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball, or you'd like to be a sponsor, or you'd like to donate something to a live or silent auction, you can go to courageball.com for that. courageball.com. And again, the 4th annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball is taking place on Saturday, September 30th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Four Seasons Las Vegas. And once again, courageball.com is the website. And Renee, I want to thank you so much for being here, for sharing your story, for sharing how Crohn's and colitis impacts the community and what you're doing to make a difference in finding that cure. I really appreciate your time here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time and for letting us talk about our event. Thank you.
It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org.
This is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Abigail Sapote, Senior Advisor to the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration, or SSA. The SSA has launched a new campaign expanding its outreach to people in critical need of financial help who may be eligible for Supplemental Security Income, or SSI. Abigail, thank you so much for being here today.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Happy to join listeners in Las Vegas today.
So what is this new outreach campaign all about?
Sure. Really, what we're trying to do is reaching out to people in their own communities to share more about the eligibility criteria for SSI and how to contact us to apply. Since the pandemic, we noted a great decline in SSI applications, and we know that SSI helps the most underserved in our communities. So we're trying to ensure that folks are aware of the eligibility requirements and how to contact us to ensure that they can get the benefits that could help them in their day-to-day.
Okay. So what exactly is SSI, or Supplemental Security Income, and what are the criteria to be eligible?
Sure thing. So SSI is a program that provides basic financial support in the form of monthly payments. Folks could be eligible if they are adults or children with a disability or blindness who have income and resources below specific financial limits. Additionally, folks over the age of 65 who are currently receiving Social Security benefits for retirees might also meet the financial qualifications. So our program provides help and support for basic needs like rent, food, clothing, and medicine. So if folks think that they might fall under this criteria, they can give us a call at 1-800-772-1213 to get more information and even start the application process.
Okay, so it's not the same as Social Security, but how is it related to Social Security?
Sure. So I think first and foremost, the way that it's related to Social Security benefits is that folks who might be receiving retiree benefits, they might, you know, not get enough money to meet their basic needs every single month. And so SSI provides that supplemental support to help pay for rent, food, clothing, and medicine. So folks do have to go through a different process, but we've created a new online tool that's available at www.ssa.gov/SSI, where folks provide us just 10 quick questions of information, and we help them set up an appointment to talk to one of our representatives and help them through the rest of the application process. So it is another process, but we are here to help those people ensure that if they're eligible, they get access to SSI support.
Okay. Now, SSI is not age-related the same way that Social Security is, right? So you don't have to be 65 to get the supplemental security income?
Correct. SSI is also available for children with a disability or blindness. And so if folks are taking care of a child with a disability, or are a grandparent taking care of a grandchild with a disability or blindness, they can also help these children get the additional support that they need.
Okay. Now, why is this campaign focusing on underserved communities specifically?
Since the pandemic, we did note that there was a great decline in SSI applications, but we also wanted to make sure that we utilize this campaign to reach people where they are. So folks are listening to us here on the radio, or have seen mailers in their inboxes, or have seen signage at bus shelters or signs distributed at their local stores. It means that we're reaching out to their community. So even if folks are listening to us and don't think that they might meet the eligibility criteria, we want to have folks share our phone number, 1-800-772-1213, or our website, www.ssa.gov/SSI, to their community to make sure that folks are also aware. The more people that we make aware, the more that we can help them. So we're just so happy to share this information with the community.
So why do you think applications for SSI have dropped off? Is it simply a matter of people not being aware that these benefits exist?
Yes. So number one, it's awareness. But I also do want to share that, you know, during the pandemic, we had office closures. And so it might have been hard for folks to get the support that they needed to apply for this program. And so we're reaching far and wide to make sure that folks know that we are available, that they can reach us via phone, or if they need that extra support, they can visit us at one of our local field offices in their community to get that additional support, whether it's translation services, interpretation services. We are there to help make this program more accessible to them as well.
Okay, if they wanted to visit you in a field office, what would they search for to find the closest locations?
Sure. So they can actually go to our ssa.gov/office locator. They can put in their zip code and it can give them the closest field office in their area. But we do encourage folks to give us a call at 1-800-772-1213 to schedule an appointment. But the easiest thing is going to be to go to that SSI protective filing tool, where folks can already provide their information in about 5 to 10 minutes. And one of our colleagues will give them a call to schedule that interview appointment. So that can get them ahead of the game, ahead of the line, as opposed to just coldly walking into a field office. So I'll share that URL one more time, www.ssa.gov/SSI. to get started and get an interview booked.
Okay. So whether they start online or whether they start with a phone call, ultimately they'll be going to a field office to complete the application process?
No, sometimes the SSI application process can be done over the phone. So if they need that extra additional support, they might need to come into a field office. But if they get all the required information, they could complete it on the phone.
Okay, nice. So once again, if you want to find out more about this campaign for supplemental security income, or SSI, you don't have to be 65, but there are eligibility requirements. So if you want to find out if you are eligible, go to ssa.gov/SSI. So ssa.gov/SSI, you can find out the criteria, you can start the application process there. If you prefer to do it by phone, that's 1-800-772-1213. 1213, 1-800-772-1213, or if you'd rather go into an office, go ahead and book an appointment online or through the phone, and then use the office locator at ssa.gov/office locator to find the nearest location. So all kinds of ways to get started with this brand new campaign, reaching out to help. If you need supplemental security income or SSI, be sure to look into this. And Abigail, I want to thank you so much for being here, letting people know about this, spreading the awareness, helping people that need this extra assistance. So I appreciate your time here sharing with us today. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much. And if I can leave folks with one last thing, if they're currently receiving SNAP benefits or Medicare, they could be eligible for SSI. So please give us a call at 1-800-772-1213. And so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Bob Maxwell, CEO of Voice of the Veteran. In the last year, we have helped secure nearly $4 million in aid and lifetime benefits for veterans. If you're a veteran, call us today at 702-381-2566.
This is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and joining me is Vanessa Okuraiwe, principal at Edward Jones. A new survey from Edward Jones found that only 20% of us learned about money in school, and almost half of us got the majority of our financial education at 25 years or older. Vanessa, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So what is the general feeling among adults about their current financial knowledge and the financial education we got as kids?
Yes. Well, so Heather, what we found through this study that we did with Morning Consult is that over 25% of the respondents say that they lack confidence in their financial knowledge as adults. And they're very interested in learning more. How do they improve it through more financial education? They want to learn how to invest in the markets, how to manage debt more, how to plan for retirement. So that there's a need or there's a desire for adults to learn more. We all know that when you start a habit, a good habit, especially earlier in life, it really sets you up for a better foundation as an adult. It sets you up for better critical thinking skills, especially when it comes to money management. And so those are some of the things that Edward Jones is really trying to help solve with this financial education program.
Okay. Now, it's too late for those of us who are already grown up to go back and learn more about finances when we were kids. But for those of us who are parents, what are parents thinking about their kids who have just gone back to school and the financial education that our kids could learn?
Yes, I think we all, for those of us who are parents, there's some anxiety there, Heather, right? And as you said, many of the children are going back to school. And what we find through this study is that nearly one third of the respondents reported that they are feeling a bit concerned and a bit stressed about their current financial standing. And they're saying that they don't have a definitive source to turn to for financial advice to ease this stress. The good news, though, Heather, is that it's never too late to be a learner when it comes to anything, especially around financial education. So we can all start at any age. And they are keen to improve these gaps that they have on financial topics such as caregiving, financial caregiving, managing student debt, you know, understanding what a CD, what a certificate of deposit is. So those are some of the things that parents are anxious about themselves and their children as they go back to school. So this is really a solution that we are excited about because it can alleviate the concerns that parents have. And especially as we know that only one in five Americans, as you said, learn money skills in school. 18% reported that they never had an education on financial education in school. So that's certainly something that we can help to improve.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I always felt that financial education should have been taught in schools, and more it is starting to be taught in schools. But if it's not, tell us more about your financial fitness program.
Yes, the financial fitness program at Edward Jones is broad. We know that, as you said, that people can learn this at any age. So we have a very broad program. The financial fitness program specifically, we work with EverFi, and we provide high school students and adults of all ages with the tools and the resources that they need to build their financial knowledge and build confidence. And we all know that when you have confidence, again, it sets you up for so much in life. So they use our digital platform to learn, and we've educated more than 500,000 learners since 2020. And our goal is to have 1 million people educated by 2025. Today, though, I'm really excited about a new resource that we have. It's called Edwards of Wisdom, and it's designed specifically to help younger generations. If we think about 18 to 33-year-olds, it's designed to help them on their financial journey, and it's a collection of practical and relatable money advice that's right at their fingertips, and it's from trusted professionals. Because again, Heather, we all know you can get these random people giving advice, and they're not trusted professionals. And what we have at Edwards of Wisdom really helps to create a sound, actionable financial plan for our young people.
Nice. Okay. And I love the play on words there. Edwards of Wisdom. Very cute.
Indeed. Indeed.
So what are some of the financial topics that are taught both in the financial fitness program and the Edwards of Wisdom program?
Yes, we have modules on saving and budgeting, smart investing, dealing with debt, making big decisions around finances. So those are just some examples, and it's done in a very fun way that appeals to our younger generation. I think parents, guardians will be excited about the ability to just, you know, pop over to our website and get the information in nice small packages. It's easily digestible, and it's done in an exciting and fun way.
Nice. Okay. So where exactly can listeners go if they want to find out more about these financial education programs or the other services that Edward Jones has?
Yes. Thank you for asking. Our listeners can go to wisdom.edwardjones.com, and there they'll find all those modules that I've just highlighted, Heather. And then our website is edwardjones.com. But specifically for our financial education program, Edwards of Wisdom, it's wisdom.edwardjones.com.
Okay, nice. Wisdom.edwardjones.com. That will take you straight to Edwards of Wisdom, the financial education program, wisdom.edwardjones.com. And if you want a broader look at other financial tips and other services, you can access edwardjones.com. And Vanessa, I want to thank you so much for being here, letting us know more about how people are feeling about financial education and some of the resources that are available for people to build that financial education at any age. So I really appreciate your time here. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Heather.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
This is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with registered dietitian Dawn Jackson Blattner. Dawn is the author of two books, The Flexitarian Diet and The Superfood Swap. September is National Family Meals Month, and research shows that sharing regular mealtimes as a family produces lifelong emotional and physical health benefits. Dawn, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you for talking about National Family Meals Month. Such an important topic.
So what exactly are those health benefits of regular family meals?
So you're right. I mean, you sit down, you check in with each other, and you can improve family functioning. But research shows that those regular family meals are linked to higher grades in self-esteem, lower obesity rates, decreased risk of violence and depression. Plus, you know, I'm a dietitian, so I also love those family meals improve family nutrition. So more fruits and vegetables, more higher quality ingredients. I mean, they were just so important.
And what about those of us who have varying schedules that don't always match up at the same time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, family schedules are hectic for sure. So one of the things I say is plan out some very, very, very easy meals before the week starts and have the whole family sort of brainstorm these ideas so everybody's on board. Even put them on a dry erase board so everybody can see, you know, what the plan is, when you're eating, what it is. And then when it comes to shopping, it is so important to grab those higher quality ingredients, like Eggland's Best Eggs, for example. They have 6 times more vitamin D, 25% less saturated fat, and 10 times more vitamin E compared to ordinary eggs. So you can use eggs, you know, for breakfast, of course, actually can count as a family meal. If you don't have time in the evenings to eat together, you could do it in the morning. You can have also eggs as veggie fried rice or even breakfast at dinner time.
Yeah. I love that breakfast for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So typically when you go to the grocery store and you look at all the eggs that are available, it's usually the best quality eggs are quite a bit more expensive. So how do we decide when it's worth it to splurge to get those better eggs?
So you know it's an Eggland's Best Egg when it has the EB stamp on each and every egg. And the chickens are fed a higher quality diet. So when I say they have more nutrition, that is absolutely true because those chickens were fed such a better diet. And I'll tell you another big trick here is to get kids involved in the food prep. So, you know, instead of it being all on the parents' shoulders, when you get the kids involved, they're more likely to enjoy the food and actually eat the food. And so this is where something cool Eggland's Best has done. They've teamed up with America's Test Kitchen and Go Noodle to create these super entertaining how-to cooking videos so that your kids can be, you know, more confident in the kitchen and more curious eaters, you know, trying more things. So I tell families to watch these videos together and then try these easy recipes. And some of the recipes are like applesauce snack cakes and breakfast tacos. So really fun videos that I think really can set the stage for positivity, you know, when it comes to cooking. And then, you know, hey, for the grownups, there's also a chance to win $5,000 to upgrade their kitchen with a sweepstakes that Eggland's Best is running called the Extraordinary Family Kitchen Sweepstakes.
Wow. Okay. Tell us about that sweepstakes. How exactly can people enter to win?
Yeah. So in addition to those very fun videos, you know, again, to get everybody involved in the kitchen, I think that's a great idea. The sweepstakes I'm talking about is available now until October 3rd. And families can enter daily at ebfamilysweeps.com for the chance to win that $5,000 to upgrade their kitchen. But there's also other fun prizes too. And the cooking videos are there. And they're also at another place, gonoodle.com/ATK. So, you know, I got to say, positivity goes a long way when it comes to mealtime and having fun. And these videos can do that. And I'll tell you, a $5,000 sweepstakes could also do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So besides eggs, what are some of the other nutritious ingredients we should have on hand to make meal preparation easy and nutritious?
Yeah, so one of the things I think is a really great idea is to lean into what you know your family already likes. So if you know that, you know, there's no fights, everybody enjoys tacos, you know, having all the ingredients ready for whether it be chicken tacos, the breakfast tacos I was talking about with eggs, you know, whether it is black bean tacos, you know, having first something that, you know, the whole family likes and then buying those ingredients to sort of, you know, allow people to, everybody in your family have a DIY version of it, you know, so that you know that they're going to be making something that they like.
Nice. Okay. So you mentioned the sweepstakes. It's at ebfamilysweeps.com. People can enter every day until October 3rd. And there's also the videos you were talking about. Those educational pieces are all on that site as well.
Yes, it's really one stop. You know, you go to the ebfamilysweeps.com, you can watch the videos, you can enter that sweepstakes daily. And I can't say enough about how I think that would be so fun to watch those videos and get everybody excited, especially since September is National Family Meals Month.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Okay, so ebfamilysweeps.com is the website to go to. EB stands for Eggland's Best. ebfamilysweeps.com. You can enter every day until October 3rd. Obviously, there's no cost to enter. And also, when you go to that site, you'll see plenty of videos with different recipes and meal ideas that you can make with your family easily, and they're nutritious. And it's all for Family Meals Month, which is all of September. And Don, I want to thank you so much for being here, letting us know about the sweepstakes, letting us know more about planning nutritious meals and the benefits of having meals together as a family. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and happy National Family Meals Month.
Every child deserves a safe, loving, and permanent home. Help the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption find families for children who've lingered in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Jessica Naziri, founder of TechSesh.co and one of Inc.'s top women to watch in tech. If you're traveling for the end of the summer or any time, it's important to keep tech safety in mind alongside your other travel essentials. Jessica, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Heather. I'm so excited to tell you about all the ways to stay safe.
Yeah, what are some of the ways that when we're traveling, we could potentially be taken advantage of when it comes to technology?
So we use public Wi-Fi daily. Whether we're traveling or near home, we don't even think twice about it because it's just so common. I mean, public Wi-Fi should be a basic human right. But here's the thing, a recent Norton survey found that more than half of Americans have used public Wi-Fi in a hotel, and over one third have logged onto public Wi-Fi in an airport. Now, in the same survey, they did find that their credit card details were stolen while traveling. 33% have fallen for a free vacation scam, and this could have been because they were using public Wi-Fi. So because of this, the first thing I always recommend for travelers is to really be wary of those public Wi-Fi networks. There are some bad actors out there setting up fake networks, whether you're in an airport or a hotel, vacation rentals even, and coffee shops. And it looks like the real thing, but you really want to make sure it's legitimate. And if it is fake, they can collect all your personal information. So one thing that I do recommend when you do log on to public Wi-Fi is avoid joining those vague name ones such as free airport Wi-Fi or the ones that look almost identical to the real one. For example, we've all seen like Denver Airport _ free Wi-Fi instead of just Denver Airport free Wi-Fi without the underscore. So just really be wary of connecting to any network that lets you connect without asking you to agree to its terms of service. And if you want to be really careful, you can even ask an employee for the name of the real one.
Okay. Now, when you mentioned the free vacation scam, is it normally targeted to us specifically or is it just kind of random?
It's random. I don't know about you, but I've been getting so many spam calls, emails, texts. And it's funny that you mentioned that. So I've actually partnered up with Norton and they came out with a new free app. It's called Norton Genie. And they can tell you if a text, an email, a website is a scam or legitimate. All you have to do is download the app on your phone if you have an iOS or go to the website, upload a screenshot or a photo of the message, and the app tells you whether it's real or legitimate, and it's brilliant.
Okay. And then if we post vacation plans on social media or we post photos, hey, look at me, I'm here right now, is that inviting scammers or is that okay to do?
Yes. So I always say if you're posting, here are a few things to keep in mind. Don't post while you're on vacation. Do it after the fact. Also, another thing, don't tag your location in these social media posts. But if you really, really have to, make sure your profile is set to private. It's really important to make sure that you're safe. And if you use a VPN, a virtual private network, it's a really affordable and easy way to reduce your risk when you're online or on the go, because we are checking our banking apps. We are doing online shopping. We're typing information that we really wouldn't want to fall into the hands of the wrong person. So I do trust Norton. I've partnered with them again, like I said, and this is really a way to increase awareness on how to travel domestically or abroad. And you know you're safe because it's encrypted. It's super easy to download the app and make sure that you're good to go.
Okay, so a virtual private network or VPN is basically disguising the IP address that we're currently using. Is this something that we should just use for travel or is it a good idea all the time?
It's actually a good idea all the time. It's a really great way to bypass bad actors. So even if you're, you know, at home and you're doing some work, I definitely recommend being on a VPN. Really, the way that it works is you were right. So it lets you go online securely from anywhere, and it does protect you by disguising your IP address or your internet protocol. So it's a secure encrypted tunnel, and all your online activity flows there, and it shields nearby cyber criminals who actually have specific equipment that can snoop on your online activity. So a really great way to stay safe overall at home or on vacation, wherever you go.
Okay, now I can imagine some listeners thinking, okay, this sounds really, really complicated. This is for the super tech savvy people, not for me kind of thing. So what's involved and what parameters should we keep in mind when we're looking at VPNs?
Yes. So something that I want to tell you, it's actually super, super easy and it's also affordable. So really what you have to do is you go onto their website, you download the VPN, and you know that it's easy because it literally takes like 10 minutes. I've logged on to so many different people's phones to help them download the VPN. It's very simple. Anyone can do it.
Okay, so where could people go if they want to find out more information about protecting themselves through technology in general?
Yes, so for more information, they can head to Norton.com and search VPN for the virtual private network or Genie for the new device that they have to make sure if things are spam or legitimate.
Okay, so Norton.com, you can search for VPNs, find out more information there, see what Norton's offering. Also look for the Norton Genie that she mentioned, the app that lets you know whether a text message or email or call is legit or not. And Jessica, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know more about technology, how it can be easy to protect ourselves and things that we should look out for. So I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. Aid for AIDS of Nevada, or AFAN, is holding the 37th annual Black and White Party next Saturday, September 9th, starting at 8 p.m. at the Palms Casino Resort Soak Pool and Chaos Nightclub, with VIP cocktail hour starting at 7 p.m. This annual fundraiser promises lively entertainment, food and beverage, a secret red door, and a black and white dress code that encourages you to wear as much black and white as possible, or as little as you can get away with. Proceeds provide support and advocacy for adults and children living with and affected by HIV/AIDS in Southern Nevada. Get your tickets or find out more at afanlv.org. That's AFAN for Aid for AIDS of Nevada, afanlv.org, afanlv.org. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party at The Space, with each event raising $10,000 for a specific charity in 90 minutes. Upcoming shows include Monday, September 11th at 8 p.m., benefiting the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance, and Monday, September 25th at 8 p.m., benefiting Prevent Child Abuse Nevada. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. The annual Silver State Equality Awards to honor LGBTQ plus champions and allies are happening on Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. with the awards presentation at 7:30 p.m. at the Palms Casino Resort Chaos Nightclub. This annual awards ceremony is hosted by Silver State Equality, Nevada's statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization. Get your tickets or find out more at silverstateequality.org. That's silverstateequality.org. The United Way of Southern Nevada's annual Day of Caring kicks off on Friday, September 22nd at 8:30 a.m. at Stoney's Rock and Country in Town Square, Las Vegas. Then volunteer opportunities happen in the community starting at 10 a.m. This is UWSN's largest day of volunteering, helping thousands of families, students, seniors, and individuals throughout Southern Nevada. Sign up for a volunteer project or find out more at uwsn.org. That stands for United Way of Southern Nevada, uwsn.org. The LGBTQ Center of Southern Nevada, also known as The Center, is holding its annual gala honorarium fundraiser on Friday, September 29th, with cocktails at 5:30 p.m. and dinner at 7 p.m. in the Encore Ballroom at Wynn Las Vegas. Dress is black tie optional for this event, which recognizes individuals and organizations that have made a significant impact on the LGBTQ plus community, while also celebrating the center's 30th anniversary. Find out more or get your tickets at thecenterlv.org. That's thecenterlv.org. The fourth annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball fundraising gala to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is happening on Saturday, September 30th at 6 p.m. at the Four Seasons Las Vegas. The event features a cocktail hour, four-course dinner, and a live and silent auction. The theme this year is the power of purple, because purple's the awareness color for inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, the umbrella term for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Get tickets or find out more at courageball.com. That's courageball.com. And find out more about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation at ccfa.org. That's ccfa.org. The Shade Trees Once Upon a Gala fundraising event is happening Thursday, October 12th at 7 p.m. with the VIP Secret Garden Soiree starting at 5:30 in the Zouk Nightclub at Resorts World Las Vegas. This fairy tale inspired event includes a live and silent auction, and all proceeds benefit the Shade Trees mission to provide safe shelter to domestic violence and human trafficking survivors and their children. And they're also looking for donations of luggage, duffel bags, and backpacks for their current luggage drive. Get your gala tickets, make a donation, or find out more at theshadetree.org. That's theshadetree.org. The 10th annual Safe Neighborhood Youth 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament, presented by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Foundation, is taking place on Saturday, October 21st, starting at 8 a.m. at the UNLV Student Recreation and Wellness Center, 4505 South Maryland Parkway. The 3-on-3 basketball tournament provides Valley children an opportunity to interact with police in a fun way while developing life skills such as teamwork and sportsmanship. Boys and girls 6 to 12 will compete in three age-based divisions. Sign up or find out more at tinyurl.com/LVMPD3-on-3. Those are the number 3. So tinyurl.com/LVMPD3-on-3. Or find out more about the LVMPD Foundation at lvmpdfoundation.org. And the Putting for a Cure Driving to End FSHD Golf Tournament is singularly focused on funding progress for FSHD muscular dystrophy. Led entirely by dedicated volunteers, the event takes place on Saturday, October 28th at the beautiful Wild Horse Golf Club in Henderson. Find out more about the society at fshdsociety.org. That's fshdsociety.org. And sign up to golf or be a sponsor at give.fshdsociety.org/puttingforacure. That's F-O-R-E. So give.fshdsociety.org/puttingforacure.